The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A detective came and knocked on the door, and I said, "Is it Renee?" And he just gave me that solemn look.
It was the worst day ever.
The Proof Podcast is back with a new case and a new season. 23 years ago, 18-year-old Renee Ramos went missing. Her body was later found in an empty Home Depot building on the edge of town.
I don't think that they arrested the right people. It's about time somebody's trying to do something.
She had a black eye about 2 weeks before she was murdered.
They are involved. They definitely had her body and her backpack.
You know people are going to judge you, right?
Of course. They're judging me now. They've been judging me damn near my whole life.
You can listen now to season 2 of Proof wherever you get your podcasts. And follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the warehouse.
I have to ask, did you kill Renee?
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Alors, it is I, French Trump. I am here to begin the French president press conference. I will take your questions now.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Yeah, thank you. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday.
Yes, Emmett.
You keep saying that the medical equipment stockpile shelves were bare because of the last administration, but you've been president for 3 years. Shouldn't you have done anything about that?
I don't know, damn it. I have had so much going on. You know, we've been putting in tennis courts here at the White House because Melania wants to play tennis, and we hope also to hide Rudy Giuliani's body under the pavement. But I don't really play tennis, so I've been taking lessons, and I spent hours hitting the tennis ball against the White House. Sometimes Stephen Miller comes out and says, "Could you stop that? I am trying to figure out how to eliminate people of color from our country, and it is hard to thank with you banging that ball." Or Bill Barr will say, "Stop hitting that ball. I am trying to thank how to keep you out of the hooskow, and you keep hitting that ball." So I have been very busy. No time for medical supplies. Obama should have done it. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you. Babs Barkley with TMZ.
Such an important news outlet. Yes, Babs, go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Why were you even considering winding down the coronavirus task force when the numbers of infections and deaths have continued to grow in most of the country?
Well, Babs, I did not realize how popular the task force is. We are more popular than the Beatles. I'm taking them on tour. I'm getting them matching jackets and giving Dr. Birx a tambourine. I should have known better with a girl like you that you would love everything that I do. And you do. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you. Jade Jones from the Detroit Free Press. You visited a mask factory in Arizona this week, but you didn't wear a mask. Why?
I have terrible breath. I breathe into a mask and the odor is right there, trapped, and I smell it. It is disgusting. I could faint very strongly right there in the mask factory. Ugh, I don't even like to think about that putrid smell. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo from ABC News.
Oh, Tony Romo, I love Tony Romo. Extra cheese, Tony Romo. Yes, yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Why did you choose to be interviewed for Fox News at the Lincoln Memorial?
Because they have not disclosed the location of the Robert E. Lee statue. So Lincoln was my sloppy seconds. I didn't want to bring it up in front of his statue, but Lincoln was wrong about so much. A house divided cannot stand. I've divided this country, and my house stands just fine. In fact, Melania and I don't even sleep in the same bed, and there is not so much as a creak in the floor. We do have some things in common, Lincoln and I. He, for example, is on the penny, and I have left Americans with only pennies. Next question, next question.
Oh, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Yes, you're right there. Mr. President. You in the front row there. You.
Thank you. Is it true that you are planning on spending an additional $500 million to have the border wall painted black? And that you've been in these talks as recently as a month ago? In the midst of this pandemic with soaring death and infection rates and hardworking Americans being thrown out of work, and without yet having a national testing system, which your own medical advisors tell you is a critical component to defeating the virus?
Well, we want the wall to look nice. Besides, it will give Eric something to do. Makes the wall pretty for Papa, Eric. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Jade Jones again from the Detroit
Free Press. Jade, good to talk to you again. I missed you.
Many of the states and cities that are reopening seem to have disregarded the White House CDC three-phase plan for reopening. What do you say to them?
Well, Jade, Maine has Suzanne Collins, so that is two faces right there. First, she says she wants to protect a woman's right to choose, and then she votes to confirm Kavanaugh. So that's two faces right there. People want to go back to work, and the mayor of Las Vegas has volunteered to see if Las Vegas workers die and to allow the rest of the country to bet on it. I got a piece of that action, I tell you that, Jade. Next question.
Mr. President.
Hello, Mr. President. Thank you, Tony Romo, again with ABC News.
Oh, Tony, yes.
It was just reported that one of your personal valets has tested positive for coronavirus. Will you be following the recommendation of a two-week quarantine and self-isolation?
He's fired. He is absolutely fired. That valet, I can park my own car. You know what? I tried to help him. I suggested to him that he let teeny little miners run up his ass, which would bring back mining, and also they have the hats with the light, so it uses a light inside of his body. He would not do it. He's an idiot. I tried to inject him with disinfectant, and he wouldn't let me. He's fired. I just get rid of that. I'll just park my own car from now on. Next question.
Mr. President.
Mr. President, Babs Barkley again with TMZ.
Oh, Babs, yes.
I was wondering, Mr. President, with all due respect, you recently misspelled hamburger and were confused by the Nobel Peace Prize and the Pulitzer Prize. Wouldn't it be a good idea to have a fact checker with you before you put out information in print?
Babs, listen carefully to what I'm going to say. Fuck you. F-U-C-K, Babs. That I don't need a fact checker. I don't use facts. Why would I have a fact checker? I would like to have a burger, though. Babs, you know what? I can get you a job at a meatpacking plant, because we need meat right now, Babs. That's what we need. We don't need fact checkers, Babs. You know what? Secret Service, right? Babs is named down. That's Babs. Babs. B-A. Write it down. Thank you. That's all the questions.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
A podcast network.
Hey, everybody. As longtime listeners know, when Helix Mattresses first started sponsoring our show,
Bonnie Burns somehow got the drop on me and made off with the first mattress. But in the intervening years, I have gotten myself a Helix mattress. I've had it for almost a year now, and it has improved my sleep. It has improved my life. I could not be happier. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, which I have, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, which is a mattress designed just for big and tall sleepers, and they even have mattresses made just for kids. Now, if you're like me and you were a little nervous about trying it online, or like Paula, who was screaming in fear of buying a mattress online, don't be. The Helix Sleep Quiz takes into account your individual sleep preference to match you and your partner with the perfect mattress. I took the quiz and I ended up with the great mattress for a side sleeper, the Helix Midnight Lux. Take my word for it, everybody. The Helix Midnight Lux.
Oh, don't want to take Adam's word for it. I don't blame you. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/Paula. That's helixsleep.com/Paula and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Paula, I invited you over, but you fell asleep. HELIXSLEEP.com/Paula, and if you're going to do it anyway,
use our code.